This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. How's everybody doing? We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Really, we should have finished Siman Nun Zayin yesterday, but this will give us the proper way to start Hilchos Kriya Shema. Sif Beis. We're in Siman Nun Zayin Sif Beis. Makoim shenagu litzlik al chavreim bein kaddish ubarchu liyotzer ar. In a place where the custom is to scream against their friends between kaddish and barchu and yotzer ar. Oyle daber b'tzarchi rabim toyim him. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Where the minog is to scream against their friends between kaddish ubarchu and Yotzer Ar, or to speak B'tzarchi Rabim. We learned that after Yishtabach, you're allowed to speak B'tzarchi Rabim. But between Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Yotzer Ar, you can't speak B'tzarchi Rabim. Da'areyu ki l'kvar hischol Yotzer. It's like you already started. And the reason is, because we saw in Mishnah in Siman Nun Dal, Tzivkat and Yud Gimel, the Kavana of the Shatz, when he says Baruch Hu Hashem, is that the tzibur should say the bracha of Yotzer Ar. Baruch Hu Hashem, the Iker Kavana is, come on, bless Hashem. Which means that the tzibur has to respond, not just Baruch Hashem HaMvayruch L'Alam Vayad. The Iker is the tzibur should be saying, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kin Mechlam Yotzer Ar V'Arich Hoshach. Again, the shaila that I had was, what if you're in a shul, they daven a little bit quickly, are you allowed to go ahead? Yeah, are you allowed to go ahead? So you're up to Ava Rabba, and the Chazan says Baruch Hu. Is that in a way a violation of the L'chatchila ideal way to be davening, because you're not really responding Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kim Machelam Yotzer Ar V'Arich Hoshach? Yeah, that was Siman Nun Daled Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Right, the Mishnah Berurah said, "Misha shehischa va'ayim ba'achrim shekasvu debein kaddish lebarchu dinoi lechomili kebein haprakim v'tekev achar barchu avshalei hischa adam rechzi yotzer v'keemtza perak de misham ve'ilch hu kaschalas yotzer ki ikar kavanas hashatz mashalim barchas shem haynu sheyivarchu achar kach bevirchas yotzer ar." So we saw that Reb Chaim Knievsky says someone who's lagging behind is mevatel biyadayim the takana of Baruch Hu. In other words, you say, I'll come a few minutes late, and they daven slow, so I'll be saying psukei dezimra while they're singing kel adayin. No, you can't do that. You're mevatel biyadayim the takana of Baruch Hu. Question is, what about going ahead? Okay, we begin now. Hilchos Kriya Shema. Hilchos Kriya Shema. Dine Kriya Shema Abrachasa, the laws of Kriya Shema and the Brachas. Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. The Zman Kriya Shema of the morning. Mishayiras Chaver Haragel Imaik Tzas Berichak Arba Amois V'yakirenu. When you could see your friend, who you're somewhat accustomed to him, a little bit, 4 Amos away, and you could recognize him. A friend that's, you know him a little bit. If you could recognize him 4 Amos away, that's the Zman Kriya Shema. How long does it go for? It goes for 3 hours, which is a quarter of the day. The choicest mitzvah is to read it kivasikin. Perush, talmidim, students. Verashi perush, meaning like the talmidei chachamim, the students of the stages. Verashi perush, anoshim anovim umechabevim amitzvahis. Humble people who love mitzvahis. Shahayu mechavnim lekroisa ma'ad koidim ha'netzachama, that they're mechavin to read it slightly before netzachama. Perush yitzias hachama. What does ha'netzachama mean? You know, there's a famous chakira. What is the word ha'netz? Is it the netz or is it ha'netz? Yeah, is it ha'netz? Is it a hey ha'yediyah or is the word ha'netz? So the Ramah says, Hanei Tzachama, Perush Yitzias Tzachama. K'may heinetsu harimainim. The pomegranates have sprouted. So it's a lashon of heinetsu. It's hanets. So it's not like, it doesn't make sense. People say, what time is nates? I don't know. What is nates? There's no such thing as nates. Doesn't exist. What time is nates? Whenever you get, the guy got out of bed at 11 a.m. He's davening nates. It's as good as any other test. He could call it whatever he wants. He's allowed to call it nates because the word nates has not been taken yet. The question is, what time is hanates? Okay. What's the inyan of the Vasikan saying it a little bit before Hanetz? Kedei sheyisayim kriya shema uberchayseha im Hanetz hachama. In order to complete kriya shema and the brachos with Hanetz. V'yismach hatfila miyad behanetz hachama. Umi sheyuchal lechavein la'asuskein. Someone who could target to do this. Scharai meruba ma'aid. His reward is very great. Says the Holy Mishnah Berurah. Zman kriya shema. The brachos, it's not only the time for the words Shema Yisrael, but rather it's the brachos even before of Yoytzerar also cannot be before Misha Yakir. Now it's very nice that we're learning these halachas now, because there's a big question, where does the word Chanukah come from? And the Tzrar Hamar of Avram Saba says that it was Niskala to him, and no, that nobody ever said this before, that Chanukah comes from Chanu Chafei. They were victorious with the 25 letters of Kriya Shema that the Chashmonaim did not have time to learn. And when you don't have time to learn, Chazal created a jam-packed energy bar of learning called Kriya Shema, and that's how they were victorious. Chanu Chafei. They were victorious with the 25 Asvan de Kriya Shema. Okay, Haragel imaktsas. What's an example of somebody you know a little bit? Not like a guy who you see his face on Zoom every day. That guy, you know him very much, you know? We're talking about ka'achsenai, like a guest. The Asi Lebrungen comes once in a while. The e rugel imoy harbe, because if you recognize him well, if you're rachig menemak here, you could see him from a mile away. Vienna rugel klal, if you don't know the guy from Adam, afilu karv legabenemak, you know, he could be pressed up against, you still don't know who he is. Vinikba ze hazman lekriya shema. This time was established for shema after miksas anashim kamim v'tasim shalom ala shachar. Some guys get up at alois. So why can't you say shema earlier? Why wait to Misha Yaker? The Karina Beyuv Kumechem Na Torah. Midoiraisa, you're allowed to say Shema from Alois HaShachar. Dolchein B'diyeved Yatsa. Therefore, B'diyeved, you're Yotze from Alois. Ukilakaman Mesivtad. Mikamakim. Kivan Deruba De'inshi Loi Kaima. Ad Shiyaker Echad Asara. Most people don't get up until Misha Yaker. That's number one. Number two, Va'oid Mibnesha Kavu Parshas Tzitzis B'Kriya Shema. Number two, the Parsha of Tzitzis is in Shema. Dechsev Uri Isa Moisai. Therefore, they established the zman from when you recognize between blue wool and white wool. That's the zman of when you recognize your friend 4 amos away. Now, when is Misha Yakir? The Dirsha brings that the bir halacha says the zman of Misha Yakir is the bir halacha divrei hamaschal kamoi. Is Misha Yakir is a tenth of an hour, 6 minutes after alois. Hey, that works, but I don't think we don't follow that. So the shir of the Prima Gadam is 6 minutes after alois. The Minchas Yitzchak says that the bir halacha questions the Prima Gadam. Are that other things, but he doesn't challenge this shir. However, the Gedolei Zmanenu, right? It's between 15 minutes and 30 minutes after Alois. So the Minchas Yitzchak says it's between 15 minutes and 30 minutes after Alois. The Kaf HaChaim and the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, written by Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tikhachinsky, says in Yushalayim, the minhag is, it's 1 hour before Hanetz. So if Hanetz is 72 minutes after Alois, then Mishayakir is 12 minutes after Alois. That's Minog Yushalayim. Others say 52 minutes before Netzachama. So it would be 20 minutes after Alois. Some say 40 minutes before Netzachama. So 32 minutes after Alois. Says Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein that he checked on a clear day that it's between 35 and 40 minutes before Netz. So it's between 32 and 37 minutes after Alois. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it's not less than 36 minutes. It's not less than 36 minutes before Hanetz. 37 minutes before Hanetz, you can't do it. You can't say Shema, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Can't do it. So we're talking now that you need to be like over 35 minutes after Alois. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's less than 50 minutes before Netzachama. Rabbi Yashiv says later, don't put on tzitzis and tefillin only about 42 minutes after Alois. Basically, it's really zmanim before Netz. So that's why many people, they're makbid to get up at 9 a.m. just in case, you know. But anyway, these are the shittais. Ranging between 6 minutes and Rabbi Yashiv is probably the most machmer, and 42 minutes after Alois HaShachar. It really should be at least a half hour. Rabbi Yaakov says at least 36 minutes. Rabbi Moshe also says between 32 and 37 minutes. Okay, Mishabura continues. Ad soif, ulechadchila asr lesachar arois ha'zman. You have until the third hour, but it's asr lechadchila to wait until that time. Now, what about someone who davens v'sikin every day? He doesn't daven on Shabbos v'sikin. Should he still say kriya? Now, right, so the shaila is like this. Is v'sikin only for Shemona Esrei? And Shema, well, if you're going to daven Shemona Esrei at Hanetz, so when are you going to say Shema? You'll have to do it before Hanetz. Or is the inyan to say Shema before Hanetz? Meaning, is saying Shema a few minutes before Hanetz inherently noble, or is it only a hechitimsa to daven Shemayna Esrei at Hanetz Achama? But if, let's say, on Shabbos, you're davening Shemayna Esrei later, there's no inyan to get up early to say Shema before Hanetz Achama. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says you should still say Shema before Hanetz, to be choishesh for those who hold that Ikar Zman Krishma is before Hanetz. Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds that you should make a tnai, that it could be it's not Ikerzman. So you should wake up, say it before Hanetz, and then be masne, that if it's not the right time, you're kakar b'toira, and then you'll be yoytze when you say it later. Interesting. Okay. Weiter.
In the winter, many places in the world, it's quite late, Hanetz Lachama these days. What time is it in New York, Hanetz, these days?
Hanetz is...
Today was 7:05 in Borough Park.
7:05 in Borough Park.
I was going to say like 6:53 last week was 6:53. Is that possible?
For Borough Park or for Long Island? It goes almost a minute a day now.
Uh-huh. Last week, one day I had a daven early. No, on Thanksgiving. How long ago was that?
It's coming up in a couple of days now.
That was 2 weeks ago? Okay, yeah, it's pretty late, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the Zman is Nimshach Toshal Shois. Why? Shekein Derech B'nei Malachim Lamayros. It's a Derech of princes to get up then. Olahachi Karina Be'adan Uvkumecha. So it's still called. And when you get up. Umayim Eloha Shois Shois Mizman Amar HaShachar. The 3 hours are start from Amar HaShachar. Kein Kasav HaMagin Avram. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that it starts from Amar HaShachar. V'das Hagra, that the 3 hours starts Mishas Hanes HaChama. Right, so that's the famous Machlokes Magen Avraham and the Gra. Magen Avraham says, Man Krishma, you start the 3 hours from Alois, and the Gra says you start from Hanes. Ule'inyan l'charchila in afgaminim izah, de'v'lav hachi asal acher, because even irrespective of this, you're now to delay it. V'chanal b'siv katan gimol. Okay, let's hold it over here. We'll pick it. We'll continue tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay? Hatzlacha.
Recording stopped.
Yeah, you want to say something?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.